Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So let's pull the curtains back a little bit. During the break, Jenna said that she had something she needed to tell Kelly.
But she's scared to tell me.
And this was during the break, and she's scared to tell you. So we decided to do it on air. Because why not?
It's like, wait, I'm confused. Because she's scared to tell me, but it's a good thing that's not going to affect my life. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's awesome.
I don't know how she's going to react. And I probably wasn't going to say anything right now just because there's no need to really say anything right now. But I told JC, and he's like, you have to tell Kelly.
Because it sort of affects your life a little bit. Not in a bad way. I know you have the bubble guts going on right now because you're nervous.
Gabe Saporta's having a baby.
No, it's not Gabe Saporta having a baby. Mm-hmm. I'll lead you down this route. Your favorite person ever.
Britney Spears.
Hold on a second. Let me do this. I posted a photo to Instagram. So I have a guy friend that lives in Arizona that I kind of know, friends with some of my friends locally. And he wrote a comment on the photo and tagged one of his friends. And he said, Jenna, I can help you with that. Meet my friend. And his best friend is Ari Lewandowski.
Oh.
And then Ari Lewandowski
asked you out.
Wrote me.
Asked you out on a date?
On my Instagram.
And I wanted to
tell you because
you love him.
This is someone you were like raving about. I'm like, oh my gosh, Kelly's gonna die. Yeah. That's all.
Jenna's gonna be getting thrown up against the wall and made out with.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you going out with him?
I mean, I'm hashtag interested.
Oh man, I did like the whole get Ari the Bachelor thing campaign.
Yeah. No, he wins Jenna.
Sorry, Kelly.
So we commented.
What am I supposed to feel right now?
I know.
Excited?
I don't know, Kelly. That's why I wanted to tell you before I end up like going out with this guy. And then
you're going to go out with him?
Of course. That's not easy?
Yes.
I didn't watch his season, so I don't know much about him. I think that
he's very
cute.
Sexy, and he likes to throw girls up on the wall and kiss them while holding their hair in his hand.
Sorry, Kelly.
So good, Kelly. In the streets of Prague. Yeah.
But he doesn't live locally, so, you know, but he comes to town every now and then. He races cars, so.
This is how it feels.
I don't know what I feel.
Like if J-Lo hit on JC, you know.
A little deflated.
Right.
Well, Kelly hasn't talked about him in a long time, but I know that it's something she raved about.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel, you know, like I tried really hard that he kind of owes me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I personally campaigned and like did this Ari for Bachelor campaign.
Did he tweet you ever?
He did once, I think. He retweeted me or tweeted me something. I forget what it was. There was a brief little acknowledgement of my effort.
Well, Kelly, there might not be a love connection. I don't know him.
And if they don't get along, maybe he'll date you next.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Jenna left
that is. I get your sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly.
Sharing is caring amongst friends.
JC, I told you I didn't want to say anything, especially until it comes to fruition.
Well,
I don't know what you want. Okay, here's the thing.
What?
I'm really more like, what do you want me to think?
Yeah, they encourage me to tell you.
I want you to be excited because you might get to meet him.
You want me to be excited that a man that I have a crush on wants to go out with Jenna.
I knew. I need to tell her this.
The motivation behind me wanting to be told is what intrigues me more than the actual information.
No, this is somebody you've been really following for a while, wanted to be the Bachelor.
Right. They told me to be excited, Kelly.
How funny it is that he contacts Jenna and not me.
Because a friend set her up.
What reaction do you want me to give you, JC?
I wanted you to be excited for Jenna.
No, she's not going
to
be excited.
You want me to be excited for Jenna that somebody I like likes her and not me.
Do you like him?
That doesn't even make sense.
JC.
You wanted him to be the Bachelor, which means you wouldn't be able to have him.
Oh, JC.
Oh, Kelly.
Seriously.
Oh, I'm serious.
You guys both told me.
So passive aggressive on your part.
You guys both told me when I was like, I feel like Kelly's going to, I figured this was the reaction she would have. And you were like, oh my gosh, she's going to be excited. This is hilarious.
Yeah,
tell her.
I'm going to be excited that another man wants Jenna.
I thought you would be excited. It's Ari Lewandowski.
You forgot the word yet.
In all fairness.
Yet another man.
The last like five guys wanted Kelly.
All wanted Kelly.
The doctor that wanted me was a catfish. He wasn't even real.
He was real.
Turned out to be real. Not real.
Mm. He chose you.
He chose you,
Kelly. Yeah, the faker chose me. The fake pediatrician captain in the army.
See,
bull crap.
I told you. Sorry, we need to just erase
this. I read it wrong. Jenna, I read it wrong.
You did this.
This is all JC's.
I thought Kelly would have been. Why are you throwing me under the bus?
I don't understand why you think
you want me to be on your side?
You think I'm like maybe envious? Maybe that might be a real emotion I would have. Happy for her? Hell no, I'm not happy for her.
I thought you would be happy. I'm sorry.
No,
JC.
Dude, what?
I knew that.
I really trusted you. For some reason, I trusted your instinct on this.
Yeah, Jenna wins again.
Even the white cheddar thought we were going to be excited.
Never win.
All the guys in the man room thought you'd be excited.
Oh, yeah, right.
You like
her. Right.
Well, all right, Kelly, I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please.
All right. Well, that was
that. Way to go, JC.
Hashtag Ari loves Jenna.
Way to go, JC.
Jeez.
Makes you crazy to think I'd be happy about that.
It makes me crazy. Does that make me crazy?
You know what? You can read a room, JC. Woo.
Hey, sometimes I can't.
Calm down now.
Thanks, Kelly. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? I thought Kelly would be excited that Ari, Lou, and Dyke wanted to contact our show. Does that make me crazy?
Stop
it.
I want
to contact the show. You contact Jenna.
I'm through the show. Jenna, to the show. Jenna's part of the show. It all connects.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What kind of people do we want calling for Does That Make Me Crazy, Big Al?
People like Matt. Matt says, I'm turning the big 23 in a month, and I want my birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. Does that make me crazy?
I like that.
Yeah, something that you do that, you know, you don't really think it's weird, but everybody else might think, that's a little weird. So you're asking yourself, does that make me crazy?
That's what we need from you. Does that make me crazy is next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I have a voicemail of a call that I should have taken, but I missed it, and I regret it. But it's somebody that I really wanted to talk to, and this person is actually hooking us up with something really cool for Kids Kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll get to hear the voicemail. And you might be upset that I didn't talk to this person.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, guys. I was carving.
You're carving pumpkins. That's
yeah.
All right. That's all right. That's all right.
Beat the Bank's coming up in just over 10 minutes. Make sure you have your phone handy. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. Be like Stephanie, who won $420 during her turn yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Played it safe.
But then Kelly Potts had the door closed on her.
Ay, ay, ay.
Got up to $700, and she was like, I'll keep going, and boom.
Boom.
You never know. How you feeling today on that?
I'll let you know in about 13 minutes.
Thank you,
Al. Early to tell. You wait.
Last minute call.
Last minute call?
Yeah.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Look, we didn't go to school for this. We're not doctors, but we've done this long enough to where we can pick out the crazies, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty crazy ourselves, so that helps us pick out the crazies along with us. Or probably me. I'm probably the craziest one.
I would say you are.
Yeah,
you
are. But we do have listeners who love to share their crazy with us on Facebook and tweeting us and now texting us.
Yeah, 800-543-3548. Not just the phone number, but also a number you can text.
Yeah.
Catherine admits, I am terrified of teeth.
Terrified of teeth?
I can't watch myself in the mirror while I'm brushing mine. I can't stand to hear someone else brush theirs. If someone has dentures, forget it. I've cried because someone showed me a tooth. Does that make me crazy?
Weird.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that's crazy.
Never heard of that one.
Never.
This one came in from the text. Okay. This is from Samantha. Every time my hair falls out and it has a root follicle, I have to pick it up before I leave the hair salon so nobody can frame me for murder.
That is so interesting.
Does that make me crazy?
Does it make her crazy? Because another one that came in from Judith says, if I put my hair down, sneeze, or cough, I get nervous about leaving DNA. I feel like someone could get assaulted or murdered in that spot and my DNA would be left. So I pick up my hair and dispose of it wipe down the area where I sneeze and cough with wipes I carry specifically for this reason. Does that make me crazy?
She watches too many crime.
There's a lot of murder. There's a lot of people being framed, Kelly. You got to be careful out there.
That's nuts.
But when a lot of people do it, does that make you crazy?
I mean, yeah. If I go in a hair salon or a barbershop or whatever, there's hair all over the floor. So
there's a big murder scene.
I'm thinking next week we do Does That Make Me a Genius based on these couple ones that we've gotten.
Huh. One final one that texted from Jessica.
Yeah.
I can't stop picturing Kelly parked outside the restaurant where Jenna and Ari are on a date with JC stuffed in her trunk.
That's because Jenna just revealed that through That's friends, awesome. She's been connected with Ari Lewandyke.
That's awesome.
Who Kelly had a thing for a little while.
Who JC took great
There's no pleasure
in
here.
In watching me, see how I was going to react to that.
There's zero pleasure here. That was just interesting.
You
I thought you'd be happy.
Delighted in the fact.
This one's from Rose. When I go to the shower, I put my iPhone in a Ziploc bag, put on Netflix, and watch my favorite TV shows in the shower. Does that make me crazy? No. That makes you a genius.
How long do you shower? It's like in and out for me.
Right? Mine range between 20 and 30 minutes.
Wow. Save some water, man.
Did you hit pause and just... Oh, well.
Anyway. What are you doing there for that long?
I wash my hair.
I don't have
moisturize.
I don't have that much hot water.
I wash my face, and then I just sit
but
under the hot water for a while.
You shave the whole body like girls usually do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, that's weird
that's
that you're
too
doing
much
that
info.
Yes,
that makes you crazy.
Do. Let's go to the phones here.
All right.
Again, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
Thank you, Kelly. Chelsea, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What makes you crazy?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's funny listening to these calls. I think Kid Nation watches way too many crime shows because
exactly.
Mine's kind of similar.
Okay.
I have a ton of hair and I shed like crazy, but it's not the DNA in my hair. I don't want to leave fingerprints on anything because I'm afraid I'm going to be like framed with murder. Like if it's a cell phone or I work in a building where we have glass doors, like I don't want to touch the doors. Phones are like metal, you know, stainless steel. If you leave your fingerprints, I have to like wipe it off or I'll use my butt to open the doors and... Like, because all doors have the little metal plate
yeah.
that you have to open them with, but
perfect
I cannot
for
touch them.
But what if you leave a butt print?
Ooh.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I wonder
yeah.
how many of those they have in the registry.
You might want to be like Elsa from Frozen and just wear gloves all the time, Chelsea. And yes, that makes you crazy.
Yes.
Wow.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
A little paranoid, so that,
yeah,
I wouldn't say crazy.
Everybody thinks they're being framed for murder.
That's weird, because I'm with Kid Nation. I watch a ton of crime
yeah.
shows, so I'm paranoid in other ways. But I'm not doing anything wrong, so I'm not that worried
right.
about it. I'd actually be excited to be questioned.
Oh, me too. That'd be cool.
And interrogated.
I want him to yell at me.
Especially because I know I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you want the full-on yelling in your face with the spit going on your cheeks?
Yes.
And you just got to keep it cool and go like, I didn't do it, bro. It wasn't me. Congratulations, Chelsea. You are crazy.
Way to go.
Yay.
Yay.
Our first one's crazy. Let's talk to Yvette here. Yvette.
Hi.
Welcome
Hi.
To Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I apologize to dead people when I have to step on them across their graves. When I go to visit my grandfather and my grandmother, they're buried on top of each other and my uncle. Does that make me crazy?
Extremely polite.
Yeah, you're really polite.
You like take polite yeah, to the nth degree.
I've done it forever and I don't know why. In the beginning, I thought that I heard them talking, and so then I just started apologizing for stepping on them.
Okay.
See, once you heard the talking, yeah, I go with
yeah.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, that.
Before
yeah.
I just thought you were polite. Now
yeah,
you're full
yeah,
on
yeah.
crazy.
You're the most polite, crazy person we've ever talked to.
You hear them being like, ow, ow,
oh,
ow,
ow, ow, my nose, ow.
Congratulations, Yvette.
Wow, two in a row.
Yeah. Melissa, what happens with the milk? From your kids?
What?
Hi, guys. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Well, I had my first son. He's 4 months old. And after his bottle, he has little milk that runs down to his neck and sits there for about 1 or 2 days. And I don't know if all parents know, but it turns dry and it starts to smell. So I purposely do not take my son a bath for about 1 or 2 days so I can accumulate the rolls of milk underneath his rolls.
Because why?
What do you do with it?
Nothing. I just wipe it off with a wipe, and it just makes me feel like I'm really cleaning my son. So I wipe it off all over around his neck, and he accumulates a little bit under his ear.
So you just
and I love that part as well.
You just wait for him to get extremely dirty, so you have more to clean up.
I do.
Well, that might be a question for your pediatrician.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know.
Like, if you were sniffing it, that'd be one thing.
Or CPS,
no.
maybe.
I definitely
no.
do not smell it. It smells a mile away.
Yeah,
but
it's
I like
to.
Yeah.
It not
milk
really,
is gross.
It sours.
It's like when you get whipped cream, like a pie to the face, and then your face smells like throw up the rest of the day.
I think that could possibly irritate his skin.
Yeah, because it's living.
It's lactic acid, isn't it, in the milk?
There's living organisms in.
So you might want
to. I don't leave it on over a week. I mean, top one and a half.
Yeah, days. I would just check and see if there's any skin irritation there from doing it that way. Just for that reason alone.
And yes, I say you're crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
We're having a good crazy day.
We're doing it. It's a good crazy day, Melissa.
Yeah, good
Thank
crazy
you, Melissa,
day.
For keeping that going. Can you don't you create cheese that way?
Can't oh,
you
gross. Not
I'm asking a question.
I think maybe
people just sit around. gathering milk on their necks to make cheese.
Better than getting a bunch of cows and having to go out there. Cattle.
If she had said that.
That was crazy.
I would have said, hold on.
I'm going to throw up.
That's how they get that. That's how they get that baby. Yeah. That baby cheese. What is it?
The baby bells.
No. I'm not a parent, but I would just say when you don't know, wipe again.
Baby cheese.
Just wipe, right?
Oh,
just always
cheese.
Wipe.
Hashtag baby cheese.
I make baby cheese. The hashtag baby cheese. Gotta get that. Can we get babycheese.com, please?
No.
And while you're at it, get .org. We might turn it into a charity.
Baby cheese.
Yes, it's just a charity, all right.
It's just $1 a day. It's a babycheese.org.
Oh, my God.
You can feed an entire family.
Adding the word baby to just about anything makes it exponentially funnier. Like baby blazer.
Baby arm.
Baby cheese.
Oh, my Mom, can I get a baby cheese grilled sandwich?
Get some wines and baby cheese.
No. Okay, let's do another crazy and get that taste out of my mouth.
I want a baby cheese pizza.
Okay.
Oh my
what is going on today?
I don't know.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay, Al?
I think the more he thinks about it.
Yeah. Why is baby cheese so funny to you?
I don't know.
Taz, baby so funny.
Al's going to choke over there.
Oh, my God.
But I'm being told babycheese.com is $800. Do we want it?
Yes.
No.
I think that's a wise investment.
I think it is, too. Think about all the baby cheese products.
Somebody bought baby cheese and it's sitting on
Hey, guess what, babycheese.com owner? Your day has come. You're finally going to get paid.
Oh, my God. Who would park on that? Who would park on baby cheese?
All right.
Somebody incredibly smart. All right. Al, you good? All right, he's good.
I'm fine.
Jeffrey, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Now,
hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, and I can already tell you're good.
I got a cousin named Baby Cheese.
All right, well, I got one for y'all.
All right.
Well, whenever I'm driving and I need to, like, hawk up a loogie, I usually spit it into my hand because I have nowhere to spit. And I wipe it off my
hold on, Al. There's more.
And you wipe it on the car seat.
Yeah, I wipe it off the car seat. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes you a dude, I think.
Oh, well. Why on the car seat?
Yeah, Jeffy, that's crazy.
Oh, my.
There's a perfectly good window in your car you could use.
Oh, my.
Because then it could go on the person.
Oh, that is true, yeah. Oh. Jeffrey's just doing people a service.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Oh, my God.
I'm really grossed out.
That is nasty.
That makes you crazy. That makes
cheese,
you gross.
Baby cheese was very nice. That was nasty.
Oh,
my God.
So, Lauren, when you don't feel good, what do you like to do?
Well, I really enjoy going home and just laying down and turning my blow dryer on.
Do what?
And what do you do with it?
You do what?
I just hold it and listen to it and let it soothe me.
So you like the white noise. Is that what's called white noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like the heat. I don't even have it on me. I lay it next to the bed and just turn it on.
Oh, I love the heat. I do that at work when I'm cold. But I have a great white noise machine, just a little disc that sits by my bed and makes that fan-sounding noise. So that might be safer.
Safer, so I don't fall asleep with it.
Yeah, maybe you should look at that at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right.
Yeah, I got one. It was like $30.
Yeah, sure. And you get like a 20% off coupon in the mail. It'll be great.
That way you don't have to cuddle with your blow dryer. That's weird.
We're just thinking about your safety. Thinking about your safety,
yeah, that's
girl.
Pretty weird.
Definitely don't do it in the bathtub.
Because those could catch on fire, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Let's go with Annette. We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Annette.
Good morning, guys.
Go ahead.
Morning. Welcome. Save us.
Save us,
please.
Okay, Kelly, this is a mommy thing. Okay. So maybe you'll understand.
Uh-oh.
I hate germs. I had a child that had to have heart surgery, so the doctor showed me all these things where every germ lurks in your house. I animate germs. When I see germs, they're like little cartoon gangster characters, like the little mucus guy in the commercial.
Yeah.
I can see them. I can see them crawling on stuff. If my husband does something, I'm like, oh, my gosh, please go wash your hands. Don't get in the bed with your dirty feet, because I can just see, like, little cartoon germs crawling on things.
Wow.
They're like little gangster little voices, little nasty voices, like on the mucus commercial.
Yeah, yes. What's your favorite germ sound like, Annette?
I can't do it. He just kind of talks like somebody from The Godfather, probably.
Ah, he's Italian. Italian germs. That is that toenail fungus.
I think we have an Italian germ on the phone.
Here he is.
They call me Tony.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cute crazy, though. You're
cute
crazy.
That's yeah. Cute.
That's I wouldn't mind being cute. Married to you with that. That's just... What are you laughing at, Jenna?
So we just sent a photo of baby cheese.
Oh, I gotta see.
It's a baby. It's a baby with the cheese head, the Green Bay Packers.
On the text?
The cheese head. Yeah. Scroll down.
Baby cheese.
People are texting us nonstop at 800-543-3548.
Baby cheese, a picture brought to you by Caitlin from Kid Nation. Congratulations to the Green Bay Packers on beating the incredibly talented San Diego Chargers football team. And congratulations on babycheese.com. We are now owners.
Wow. We did not buy that.
I think so. I think we're investing.
That's $800 well spent. Everyone has to come up with a recipe.
Perhaps you want to invest in babycheese.com. You may be able to do that with your newfound money from Beat the Bank. It's time to play.
All right.
We're going to clear the phones. Thank you so much, Kid Nation, for calling us. But we got to get to winning. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want you to win big on this Tuesday, so that you could invest in babycheese.com and maybe a little donation to Kids Kits tomorrow, because it is Kids Kits Day. Today's the round one of Beat the Bank. Caller number 19, you get to play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. Mild. Cheddar. Pimento. Philadelphia. Baby.
I can tell Al had something funny up his sleeve because he was laughing before he started. Yeah. He was already cracking up before he started singing.
That was a last minute audible right there.
Was it?
That was the last minute. I wrote the one this morning. But...
And thank you so much, Kid Nation, for all the baby cheese pictures you're sending us. We can't thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts. Kelly is so in love with baby cheese right now that we're thinking about making an album.
I am.
For Kelly, just so she could look through the baby cheese.
Now on center stage, please show your love for baby cheese.
Possibilities are endless.
That's probably the last name you'd go with if you're a dancer. Baby cheese.
Baby cheese.
Baby cheese, everybody.
All right.
Oh,
give some money away, please.
We're so cheesy this morning. Say hello to Crystal Cassiano. Congratulations.
No.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
way.
God.
Yeah, way. Yeah. You're calling number 19, Crystal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay. What are you doing right now? On your way to work or school or what?
I'm on my way to class. New PCA, working at a hospital, so I'm on my way to class right now.
Nice. A little learning action this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, tell us about yourself. We want to get to know you, Crystal.
Well, again, my name is Crystal. Married for 15 years. I have two boys, 11 and 9, and a 16-month-old little girl.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Busy woman.
Gap, but wouldn't have it any other way. So.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
So
what are your thoughts on baby cheese, Crystal?
Baby cheese? I don't know.
Yeah, you probably don't do it.
All right, we won't bog you down. We won't bog you down. I tell you what, though, Crystal.
Oh, my God.
What are you telling her?
What are you going to tell
Hang
her?
Hang on.
She didn't ask how you felt.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Thank you. I want to know how are you feeling.
Oh, I was forcing it this morning on her.
Yeah.
Making sure that's something you want to know.
Okay.
Hang on, Crystal. We'll make sure my feeling is...
I was getting his feelings.
I'm feeling good, Crystal.
You feeling good?
Crystal, I'm feeling good. I don't know anything.
But he really doesn't.
But on a day like today when we've been laughing about baby cheese...
Baby cheese.
I just feel like there's good
Has
things.
Has to be a good day.
There's good things in store. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what I think.
That's Al's feeling.
That's
again,
my feeling. I don't know nothing.
We know nothing, and it changes every single time. But we will put you inside the bank vault. The banker will be throwing money your way. And when you decide to yell stop, Crystal, that's how much money you take home. The maximum you can win is $1,000. Even if he says that, you got to yell stop, or the door will close on you, and then you get nothing, and then we're sad. And we'll send you some baby cheese as consolation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Crystal, take a deep breath.
Okay.
And let's play
Beat the Bank.
$170 $190
260. 320. 350. 440. 500. 580. 650. 810.
Stop!
Stop!
Stop! I can hear her breathing. Could you hear her deep breathing?
Elena.
No, you were making. I can tell you were like, "Keep it together, girl. Keep it together."
I could, I could hear all of Kid Nation collectively screaming, "Stop!" around 650.
Yeah, that's what I do. I kind of count the number of amounts that he gives us.
Sure.
I'm like, okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot of numbers he was going through.
That's a lot.
I admire your deep breathing technique, so I could. Oh, girl.
Crystal, you have guts.
I hope it's not too loud.
That was
you got
some 800, guts.
Was it 810?
Yeah, 810, Al.
That's
$810,
awesome.
Baby girl.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
What are you going to do with all that money, Crystal?
I don't know. Buy some baby cheese. I'm in shock right now. I've never won anything with you guys. I'm always trying. Today I said, I'm going to get through. And oh my gosh.
And you did.
Worked.
And you got through.
Positive thinking right there.
All right, Crystal, let's see if Al's feeling really good feeling was on point today.
810 is really good.
810 is really good.
Thank you, Kelly.
But it didn't close. So let's see how far it actually goes for fun. We're at 810.
1,000.
Hey, you know what?
That's all right.
It's okay.
That's
I'm not
right.
greedy.
That's all right.
Hey, I didn't have that amount. So
that's right.
810's a
I'm
lot.
Grateful. Thank you
stayed in there longer than most people would have. Crystal, congratulations. Enjoy your $810 that you won with Beat the Bank. Have a good day, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, too, baby. You too.
She goes. She's so happy. We'll play again. Less than an hour.
Got my feeling back.
Al got his mojo back.
It was all because of Oprah and what she did yesterday, and she made some money. Look, Crystal just made some money. You know,
she's saying this was Oprah's doing.
Yeah, I feel like it might have had something to do with it.
Well, Oprah made a little bit more than Crystal.
Well, that's all right.
Oprah started somewhere,
Kelly. That's right.
It's all relative.
Dang right. So I've been telling you about this voicemail I got yesterday. It's been something that I've been working on for a little bit,
okay.
for a while, actually.
Behind our backs?
I guess so.
Not in a mean way, but yeah.
It was originally I just wanted to talk to this person, and then it kept going back and forth, like, oh, maybe we can do it, maybe we can't.
Talk to this person about what?
Just chat. Just because I like this person.
Obviously,
I think this person's cool.
It's a celebrity.
It's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to when we were doing the Rockstar Suite Challenge.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when it kind of started, and then something started bubbling. And yeah, we can do it. No, we can't. You got to talk to their people, and I'm busy, and this and that. And it just never happened during the Rockstar Challenge. And they finally hit me up, and they said, hey, we got some time open. If you want to chat, we'll give you a call.
Okay. Just a regular interview without a contest involved.
Right. And we were planning on something for kids as well that I wanted to ask this person.
Okay.
And so their people let them know, and this person finally called me yesterday while I was at home.
The actual celebrity.
The actual person called my phone.
Oh, wow.
I guess just to chat.
Impressive.
And
why didn't you answer?
Because I missed it.
Well, you know what? If I don't recognize the number,
I let it
go to voicemail.
I didn't even hear it, Kelly. It was one of those where I just didn't even hear it.
Dang it.
And so I guess there goes my chance to talk to this person for a while now. But
didn't you get the number in your phone?
Nah, it's like I tried calling it back and it wasn't there, so it was somebody else's.
They patched through.
Dang it.
It was.
So it's Uber celebrity.
Uber celebrity. So,
let's hear it.
Here's the voicemail.
Here is the voicemail.
Thank goodness, you are we gonna guess out your voicemail?
No,
box, by the way,
he says who it is. It's a guy.
No
he
fun.
Says who it is. Right as the voicemail starts, and as soon as he says blah blah blah, I go down into a heap of just sadness. Okay, right. Here you go. Here's my voicemail.
All right.
Hey, this message is for JC. It's Justin.
Why? I think it's funny. All right.
Is it too late to call for the Rockstar Challenge? But you won anyway, so it's all good. Hey, Kelly, Big Al, and Jenna. I just wanted to say hey, and
But you know, it's about that time of year for the kids' trip to Disney World. What do you think? Hey, just wanted to lend my support and send you guys an autographed guitar to auction off with all the money going to kids'. Talk to you soon and keep looking up, because that's where it all is. What do you
mean? Yeah. How long have I been trying to talk to Justin Bieber, Kelly? How long? Oh. You know this for a fact.
But you know what, JC?
You got a voicemail forever.
That's even better.
Yes, exactly.
Because you could have just talked to him and we would have believed you.
Yeah, yeah. That's even better, dude.
We'd be like, you're a liar.
That's even better. He left a voicemail. That's even better.
But you know what? This is a good thing.
Sure.
That means, Justin, we're on speaking terms again. There was a little rough patch there.
Right.
Let's ease us back into it.
Baby steps.
I want to use this towards next year's Rockstar Challenge, if I may.
No, sorry.
Man, I've been trying to... Because we had Justin in here for a week when he first started out.
Yeah,
we became sort of friends during that time.
Wait a minute. We're letting this... little thing that, what about a guitar? What is that?
Yeah,
now?
So remember he went on the kids' trip like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
When he was just coming up, and it was so cute. He performed for the kids.
He was 15, yeah. He's 21 now.
He was doing by himself, and he was doing all the dance moves. And I'm like, look at how cute he is.
With an acoustic guitar, he was doing his baby dance moves.
Yeah.
I believe that was the song he was singing for the kids.
Oh, wow.
Going all out. He had a blast. He went to the park.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, that relationship with us and the show and with Justin, it just fizzled away as the fame came.
It
and
was
that
truly
happens.
Right at the tipping point of him just becoming the Justin Bieber that he is now. Yeah.
And it went from kid and I had his number and we would text him and call him here and there and then the number changed.
the
communication stopped.
How cool is that?
So after years of trying to get back in the Justin Club, I guess we're in. Maybe.
Yeah,
but we have this guitar. We don't know how we're going to give it away yet, but we do have a Justin Bieber signed guitar that he's going to send.
Okay,
wow.
We'll try to contact him again.
Thank you, Justin Bieber,
and we'll try to raise some money with that for kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you imagine, Kelly? Say for example, you go to the bathroom and you come back, and Britney Spears has called you.
Oh man,
and she left you a message.
I would be sick.
Yeah.
I'd be sick in my bed.
Or you looked at your phone and you said, I don't know anybody in Kentwood, Louisiana, or whatever, you know?
I don't know. I wouldn't have answered.
Yeah, you wouldn't have answered.
This is great, though, because this could raise a lot of money, and it's almost the holidays.
Sure.
So, you know, if you have some cash that you want to throw down for a guitar, you know, sign Justin Bieber guitar for a Christmas present or something very special, and then all the money would go to kids.
I wanted to talk fashion with him. I wanted to tell him that we met his friend from Bora Bora, John.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I wanted to ask him about the segues we both have.
Oh, goodness.
So many things. When I first heard it, though, I was like,
hey, this message is for JC. It's Justin.
I was like, some high school kid got my freaking phone number again.
How many times have you listened to the voicemail?
Estimate?
You have to estimate? Like,
Round down. Round to the nearest 100.
1,000.
Very cool.
And tomorrow is Kids Day. We'll announce which musical act is going to come on the trip this year.
Okay.
Because we try to do that every year for the kids.
Uh-huh.
So we got somebody really special coming along with us. It's not going to be Justin Bieber. I'll just go ahead and tell you that.
Okay.
But we do have the guitar. And today is Tuesday. And we celebrate by doing Tinder Tuesday.
Tinder Tuesday.
Everybody always be tweeting us like, man.
Yeah, they be tweeting.
Elena just lives the life. Elena the selfie queen. She's got the dating thing going on.
And I need to ask her for some advice today.
Perfect. Because Elena's coming in next to do Tinder Tuesday, and we get into her dating escapades next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Best time to
That's the point of Kids.
Uh-huh.
Give these families the best time of their lives. And Kids Day is tomorrow. It's the only show we use towards raising money for Kids, which is our charity. Al, what's Kids?
Well, just in case you're a new listener, Kids is an organization that Kid Craddock started 20-something
years ago.
Something years ago, yeah. Thank you. And basically, it sends chronically and terminally ill children and their families, their moms, dads, brothers, sisters, the entire family on a 5-day trip to Disney World.
All expenses paid.
All expenses paid.
And we don't do it on the cheap.
No.
We're not staying at the economy hotel.
This is a real deal trip, right?
Yeah, we're either at the Dolphin or the Swan Hotel on property. And again, it's paid for by you, the listener, and we ask you for money once a year, and tomorrow is that
perfect
day.
Yeah, those families who have a child who has a terminal illness, mm-hmm, you get memories that you get to keep for the rest of your lives. And yeah, those kids that have chronic disease, they spend most of their times in a hospital. Mm-hmm. And this takes them out of that hospital and gets them smiling again, gets them to keep fighting even harder than they were fighting before.
And it gets them around other kids and other families that are going through similar circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, you don't feel like the odd man out in this trip. I mean, because everybody's got something going on.
Sure. Now, again, Kids Kids Day is tomorrow, but we want to get you all ready to go so you're set for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to donate just by using your phone and texting, put this phone number down. It's the text number. You just text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. That'll add $10 to your phone bill.
Okay.
And you can do it up to 5 times.
Great.
So that's a quick way to donate tomorrow.
Okay.
And also, Raising Cane's, our friends at Raising Cane's, you can bring the family over to Raising Cane's for lunch or dinner, and they'll donate 15% of the net proceeds tomorrow.
Wow. That's great.
It's a big deal right there.
We appreciate that, Raising
Cane's. Thank you to Raising Cane's. We'll remind you again tomorrow.
And get some tasty chicken fingers and some sauce while you're
there. Yeah, and tomorrow you're going to get to meet some of the families that are going on this year's trip, because we got to do some surprise reveals in the last month or so. So you're going to get to meet some of the sweet little faces that are going to be joining us this year.
Those are so fun to do because they have no idea what's happening. They just think it's another questionnaire or that we're coming in just to interview them for final processing.
Yeah.
No, we tell them, you're going full-on trip. And inside the studio, we'd like to welcome Elena Davies.
Hi.
Our resident dater.
Very subdued today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Elena got her job here as a phone screen at the Kid Craddock Morning Show by
kissing Kelly's butt.
Well, yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. But she would just send selfies. She would just post selfies. And then we just kind of got to talking to her. She's living the life.
Yeah.
Out here dating, living the life. And we're like, you know what? Come on in every once in a while.
Yeah.
Come on in every day.
That's what it's like to do that kind of stuff. Uh-huh.
She's got great insight on what it's like to be dating out there.
Yeah.
It's now, not easy.
Now that football season started, I'm sure it slowed down for you.
It has slowed down so much. Yeah, I have so much free time now these guys are busy, like, doing their job and stuff. Gosh.
Man, these guys playing football. You're just trying to date. I'm sorry,
I know, right? I'm just trying to marry one of them, and they're off.
Do you study the NFL schedule? Do you go to NFL.com and see who has a bye week so you know what team to focus on that
week? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel it.
Baseball season's basically over.
I got my ESPN app, like, ready to go at all times.
So what have you been using in this quest to find love, Elena? Are you still on the Tinder?
Yeah, I'm still on Tinder. I'm on Bumble. Actually, you know what's funny is I was talking to a girlfriend the other day, and she actually met the guy she's dating kind of like out and about. But she was like, you know, when I was on Tinder and Bumble, she was like, I know it's so normal now, but I have such a issue in it with my head. Like, I have all of these, like, I don't want to meet my boyfriend like that.
It's not like how it's supposed to happen.
I know. And I'm like, but everybody's doing it. And I actually saw on like Facebook or Twitter the other day, a picture of a guy proposing to a girl, and it said, like, started in her DMs, now we're here. And I was just like, that's hilarious, but also just so relevant. Like, everybody is meeting people online. That's just the way it is.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So, but you've been going on a couple dates here and there.
Well, I actually did try to go on a date last week, kind of. I don't know that
You tried?
How'd it go?
It didn't go great since he didn't come.
All right, let's start at the beginning. What happened?
Yeah, that's the problem. One person didn't show up.
What happened?
I met him, I think, like, on Twitter, like, a long time ago. I don't even remember the backstory. This has been coming for, like, almost 2 years, I think, that I've known this guy, but not met him in person.
It's a two-year build-up Twitter relationship.
A lot of build-up for a stand-up.
It's a two-lationship.
I know. That's what I'm preaching. So I think, like, we started interacting on Twitter. I, like, maybe followed him back and, like, messaged here and there. And he was always, like, a very casual guy. Like, I'm always going to go running when you're overbearing. And, like, let's go on a date tonight. And then I can't go or don't want to go or don't respond. Let's go on a date tomorrow night. Let's go on a date the next night. Like, when it's too much, I'm out of there.
Okay.
And he never was like that. Just really casual, kind of funny. And then he came across my actual Tinder and messaged me on Twitter and was like, oh, check it out. Here you are. So I go eventually find him on Tinder.
Perfect.
So, of course, I swipe right and, you know, talk some there. Nothing really happens. I think we Snapchat some here and there, but we started Snapchatting a lot recently, and then finally gave him my number. After this has been so long.
You have to earn it with a couple funny Snapchats.
Yeah, for sure. And anyway, so he was like, finally text me. He was like, I know you don't like to wear pants or like go out with guys and stuff, but.
How does he know you don't like wearing pants?
She admits a lot.
Okay.
Don't you follow me on Twitter? I've got a lot to say about pants. I'm not a fan. He was like, but would you maybe want to grab a drink or two? And I was like, you know what? I guess so. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna agree.
All right.
Elena's giving in.
I know. And so, but I made it like it was a super casual situation. I was like, I had a girlfriend that was gonna meet up with a guy that week. So I was like, let's all just like go to like a local, like casual spot, you know, like have a beer or two. Mm-hmm.
That way you could trade if you like hers and she likes yours.
Exactly. Okay. We might need to do a switch up.
Right.
You know, just see how the night goes. If it goes good, we'll keep hanging out. If not, I can peace out and like, I gotta get up really early, so gotta go bye. But anyways, about I think like 10 or 15 minutes before I was about to leave, he texted me and was like, hey, I'm going to go to dinner with my parents. I'm really sorry.
Aww. Hey, at least you got that.
Yeah. It's not like I showed up and he just like wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I don't think
he's... But that also shows you
he's
not invested.
Al, as a former player, what does that I'm going to go have dinner with my parents text mean when you already had plans with a girl?
He got a better call for a sure thing. I'm telling you.
This is from Al, the former player.
Yeah. When a guy has a prospect on the line, you know, like you were a prospect. Yeah. You were something that could potentially lead to something.
But you're a good girl, he already knew that.
The only thing that's going the only thing that's going to bump you to the side is him getting a call from somebody saying, hey, you want to hook up? Or some type of thing that he already knew that was more
because he wouldn't say yes to his parents if this had already been planned.
Sure. I said, because I actually had an invite from my family to go out. My stepsister was in from college, and they're like, we're going to all go to dinner tonight. And granted, they're a little bit further away, so it would have been a bit of a drive.
And it's just her stepsister.
Yeah, and I'm like, who cares about that girl? So I'll see you on Thanksgiving probably if I show. But
I
was like,
his parents live here because
they're not too far.
Well, did he reschedule?
Okay, so he said, okay. And then he was like, I swear this weekend I'll make it up to you. Like, you're stuck with me all weekend or something. And I'm thinking, number one, I already made plans this weekend. Like, I don't have an opening for you.
There you go, girl.
So, sorry. And he's been nice ever since. And I kind of called him out for it just because I'm already so jaded about guys and dating and stuff. But I feel like I've had so many letdowns that... It's been a while since I've actually gone out with a guy, and I was like, okay, I'm going to agree to this. And then curl my hair, put on my makeup. My eyebrows were, killing
pants.
It.
Hold on. You curled your hair?
I curled it all.
And that's the thing.
I didn't actually put on pants. I wore a dress, so I was, compromise on that one. But that's just so frustrating to me because I'm like, I was, doing it.
We suck, Elena.
But I really don't think... I think he's a good guy. I really don't think that he, canceled on me to go meet up with another girl. But I'm like, what do you guys think?
He really went with his parents?
I do. But later he was saying, his family, his mom's been sick, and this is, the first time she's been feeling better, so they were going to go out.
I get that.
But I'm like, could you have led with that, or...
So his mom's feeling sick? Now, if you find out she is not sick,
I need to do
it's
some
over.
More
it's over. Like,
she better come up with some medical.
You can't make your mom sick.
I'm going to need a doctor's note. Thanks.
Yeah. I need proof that your mom was actually feeling bad.
Yeah. It makes you feel better. I got stood up for a Tinder date last week.
Oh, no. Raspberry?
Breaking news.
Does he not know you're Kelly Raspberry, damn it?
I don't know if he did or not.
What happened
in your deal?
Well, first of all, Kelly's back on Tinder.
Congratulations on that.
So was his mother sick or something? Or?
No.
You showed up?
We talked, I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, and he talked a lot.
Right.
Ooh. He was, he's in IT stuff, but he travels a lot, but he's a salesman. So all the talking, and I was like, okay, so anyway, we finally agreed we were going to meet for sushi because you know how I love sushi.
You know.
I love California rolls.
And it's a fun. Sushi's a good
date. It's easy. It was a happy hour.
Sure.
We were going to go at 5 o'clock.
And sake is awesome.
Oh, traffic time.
And so that's okay. He picked the place and 5 o'clock. So I said, that's fine because I have a daughter and, it's the middle of the week. I can't be out late.
Yeah.
So he said, I'll see you Wednesday. This is, I think, Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember. He said, I'll see you Wednesday, but I'm sure we'll talk before then. Okay, bye. So Wednesday afternoon, I hadn't heard anything. So I text about 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just making sure we're still good for 5.
Okay.
3:45, he texts me back. hey, I'm still in Alexandria, Louisiana, trying to get home.
What?
I'll call you after my meeting. Okay. This is at 3:45.
Yeah. So even if he
happy hours an hour and 15 minutes in the future, and he is over 300 miles away. He ain't making it back.
Planes are fast.
Kelly Googled the mileage.
Yeah, she did. Boy. Oh, boy.
And
she almost rented a car out.
He would have known hours before that he probably wasn't going to make it back.
Yeah. So why can't
we
get more of a heads up? You never heard from him again.
You haven't heard?
And I unmatched him on Tinder.
Yeah, you did. Kelly was all like,
he does not deserve to see your moment.
My daddy was there because my parents were going to keep my daughter for me to go on this happy hour date. My daddy's like, you are never going out with him. I said, don't worry, daddy. He said, no, he's already set because I was like, oh, I just got the text. The guy's not, you know, he's in a meeting. Daddy's like, you'll never go out with him. He's already set the rules for this relationship. Yeah. Yep. There is no relationship.
I'm
so
sorry.
So anyway, I got stood up.
I think that ours actually happened on the same day.
Maybe it's the same guy.
That's why.
Can you imagine?
Online dating. That's why everyone's so skeptical, because it's so lazy and easy to bail.
It is lazy. Yeah. A lot of guys will swipe right on you, and you swipe right, and it's a match. And then nothing happens.
I'm sorry,
and
girls.
It's like, as a girl, like, I've reached out a couple times. Like, it worked with the last girl that I dated. I had to reach out to him after a few days passed.
Right.
But I've done... I don't know. I don't have that much invested in it this time around.
Man.
It's hard. Life is hard.
Well, if you want to find Elena on Tinder, just look for her.
Yeah, come find me on Tinder. Swipe right on me.
That She's is. The one with the perfect selfies.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Toothpaste. Primatine. Mist. Dozen eggs. Grocery list. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Your raps are so random. Is that really your grocery list?
I really don't need Primatine Mist. I was going back and forth with a rhyme for list. And it was between Primatine Mist and asparagus.
What?
I'd say you made the right choice.
I thought Primatine Mist might be funnier.
What is Primatine Mist?
I think it's nasal spray,
isn't it? For like a...
allergies?
I don't know. It's not for asthma. Is it for fog nose?
Yeah, I think so.
I've heard of it. I just don't know what exactly.
Yeah, I've never bought it before in my life. But it rhymed. It was either asparagus.
Primatine Mist. That's funny.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's a good rhyme, Al. Yeah. That's a good rhyme.
Thank you.
All right, let's meet our contestant for this hour of Beat the Bank, Amanda Smith. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Mandy, what's up?
I have never, ever made it through to a radio station, ever.
Well, today is your day, girl.
We're glad to be your first.
Yeah. Tell us about you.
Yeah.
I'm Amanda, obviously. I had a little girl. I just dropped her off at daycare, and I'm so excited I can't even talk.
That's all right.
It's exciting.
I can't talk to y'all. I listen to y'all every single morning, and
thank
I can't wait to hear... like love letters, and I can't wait to hear the pop news and everybody. And so, yes.
Over the years that you've listened, which show was your favorite?
There's several, guys. I mean, I can't even tell you. I mean, I love Kids. I've donated to them. I listen to you guys. I think it's so exciting and what y'all have done and just amazing.
Aww.
Well, thank you, Amanda. We appreciate it.
Well, for all your years of listening, let's try to get you paid here with Beat the Bank.
Oh, my God.
I know. Here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollars just your way. All you got to do, your only job, Amanda, is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. That's how much money you will win. It can go up to $1,000. That's the highest amount you will win. Now, if you don't yell stop after it says $1,000 and it closes on you, you get nothing. So make sure you yell stop, even if it's $1,000.
Okay. I'm
like
crying.
Oh, you're crying? Well, I can't wait to hear how you cry when you win your money. All right, Amanda, let's get you a lot of money and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90. $220. $250. $310. $400. $460. 480.
Stop.
Yeah. Stop.
I was, yeah. I'm with you. I was feeling real itchy about that one.
I'm with you on that, Amanda.
Amanda's taking the money and running.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, girl. I am serious.
Oh, my God. I'm having a heart attack.
Did your beat the bank senses go off, Amanda?
Yes.
Mine did. And I don't know, but mine did.
Well, you won $480. What are you going to do with that money, Amanda?
Oh, God. Well, number one, I get to play daycare.
Man, that daycare is expensive. I'll tell you what.
I know. Tell me about it.
Man.
And then I get to go on a little shopping spree with my little girl.
Aww. There you go. There you go. How old is she?
She is 2 and a half.
Aw. It's like I bless you with this beautiful baby so you can play with the baby and you make me pay for it. You know, like what's up with that child care?
Let's see how high it would have gone, man.
All right, let's just for fun, Amanda. You already got your money. We're at 480.
Oh!
You got everything.
We all had that feeling, didn't we?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
You got every drop, girl.
Oh, no, thank you, Amanda.
You know what? Just because you're so cool, you've listened for so long, I'm going to throw in a pound of baby cheese.
Oh, wow, Al.
If you just started listening, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, that's from Does That Make Me Crazy?
Every time you mention it, I quiver in my throat.
Baby cheese is the new it thing with Kid Nation.
Oh, baby cheese.
No, it's gross.
Oh, make sure you get us some baby cheese from your little girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for playing, and hang on just a second. Okay?
All right, Amanda, there she goes.
Oh, man.
Now, Amanda was mentioning Kids Kids. Kids Kids Day is tomorrow.
That's right.
That's the one show we dedicate to raising money. And I did receive a voicemail that we played earlier.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Oh.
It's crazy.
From somebody I've been trying to get a hold of for years now.
Not just anybody. Somebody.
The somebody.
Yeah.
The somebody that I tried to get them for the Rockstar Challenge that we had during the summer. I tried to get them for other things. And we're trying to work something up for Kids Kids. And this person finally called me. And did
on
I
your cell phone.
On my cell phone. Did I answer, Al?
No.
Of course not.
You were carving pumpkins with your little ones.
So here is the voicemail left by me by International Star.
Hey, this message is for JC. It's Justin.
Why? I think it's funny. All right. Is it too late to call for the Rockstar Challenge?
Yes.
But you won anyway, so it's all good.
I know.
Hey, Kelly, Big Al, and Jenna. I just wanted to say hey and let you know it's about that time of year for the kids' trip to Disney World. What do you think?
Yep.
I just wanted to lend my support and send you guys an autographed guitar to auction off with all the money going to Kids Kids. Talk to you soon and keep looking up, because that's where it all is. What do
you mean? Thanks, Justin.
We're going to auction off that guitar.
We're going to auction that guitar off.
Justin Bieber.
It's got Justin Bieber juice all on it.
And boy.
Ew.
Social media 101 over here, because you just posted a nice little thank you note to Justin for donating that guitar, that autographed guitar.
Yeah.
And the internet blows up, apparently.
Really?
Really?
Just in like 40 minutes, I had like 300 retweets almost.
Oh, nice.
The most I think I have ever seen from my profile.
Very nice. Very nice.
I know Kelly gets it all the time, but she's super famous.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, she's Kelly Raspberry.
My picture with Taylor Swift got quite a few likes and comments.
That's very cool.
And retweets.
Look at that. Taylor Swift one day. You're meeting Taylor Swift and Justin calls us.
The majority of people are very happy for my daughter.
Oh, really? Majority.
Who's hating on that?
What about the minority? Shout out.
Who
would hate on that?
You'd be surprised.
Good Lord.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, you would think.
Sure wish I could have taken my kid to meet Taylor Swift.
Why are people such downers?
Because they levels out the world.
I get it. You want to do things for your kid.
Yeah. Of course. It's understandable.
Must be nice. Be radio star.
We don't get it, but we understand it.
Mr. Nice Guy, but he's still around.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of not having a... Did you see the story of the 108-year-old lady?
108?
Yeah, 108 years old.
No.
And she tells us.
Is she mad that I got to meet Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah, she's ticked off, Kelly. Of course she is.
I'm 108, and I'm not going to be here much longer. Must be nice.
But if you're wondering what it's like to make it to 108 years old.
Yeah.
She said, it's not that cool, actually.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's what I've always said. I want to live a nice, long life.
Yeah.
as long as, you know, I'm still able your to quality. Go and do and my yeah. brain is still functioning
yeah.
properly.
I don't live that long.
It's still, her if brain's it, still working. Her name it, is Virginia Davis.
It depends. Like I said, it depends. If I'm functioning and, you know.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, if I can still go out to the club, still hook up with a hottie
you
every
know,
now
you're
and
not
then.
Doing that at 108.
You, yeah. might, you never know. I might have a second wins at some point.
They asked her when her birthday's coming up on Friday, and they asked her, what's it like to be getting near to 108 years old? And she said, I can't believe it. It doesn't pay to live too long.
Mm.
And then she went off, if you're wondering,
uh-huh.
here's what old people do. Like, okay. if you're that old, this is what you do
okay.
during your day.
Yeah.
I just wake up and be like, ugh.
This is from her.
You do that
this
now.
Is her. She's going to do what she does. Yeah.
She says, old people just sit, you know, and you go to sleep, and you sit.
Oh,
just sit around.
It's sad. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
Because yeah. you've gone to all your friends and probably
husband,
your friends
children
have passed away at this
funeral.
Point.
Yeah.
And your children are off living their lives. And you know how many people sit in those retirement homes and nobody yeah. ever comes to yeah. see them?
I know.
It's awful.
Did you hear about the twin, the identical twins?
Yeah, I did hear this.
What?
One.
What?
They were 80-some years old. And one passed away. They live in different places, but they always said that they could feel the pain of the other one. You know, you hear that from twins from time to time.
Yeah.
And 83, 84, one passed away, and the other one in another city passed away
very
like an
shortly,
hour,
yeah.
hour and a half later. Like,
mm. whoa. Just,
yeah, like.
The connection
wow,
is.
Wow, the connection was just. And the other one that passed away second was the one that was actually sick. And the other, you know, I don't
yeah.
know. It's been a while since I heard the story, but it was like, you know, it's one of those things. You're like, wow.
It's weird mind. How that works.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to Squirrel Lover United Together, Clint Eastwood.
Squirrel Lover United Together.
That's your squirrel
that's my,
gang, right?
That's my charity.
S-L-U-T.
Yes. What does Clint Eastwood have to do with that?
Well, Bradley Cooper was on Ellen, and he was doing an impression of Clint Eastwood after being asked about Clint feeding squirrels.
Okay.
I've watched him feed them. I wouldn't dare get involved.
Why not?
Well, it's his thing.
Well, you can also feed the squirrels. It's not his thing.
I don't know.
I mean, but it's sweet, right? He sits like peanuts on his desk,
yeah.
and the squirrels come in and sit on his desk and eat.
I thought it was a joke the first time, but they really come up, and then he's like, all right, hold on a second. And he's like, come on, you little guys. Get in there. That's it. All right. Okay, what were you saying?
That's very good.
How cool is that? You don't picture Clint Eastwood feeding cute little squirrels.
Squirrels are the best.
So Clint Eastwood is now my favorite celebrity.
You're so cute.
Yeah. Favorite celebrity right there.
And he shot one of them.
Right.
So we learned Clint Eastwood's cool, and it's not cool to be 108 years old.
All right, there you go.
And we do know we'll play Beat the Bank. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Kids Day, but it will be back on Thursday, 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.